This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm originally from Rhode Island. Most of this took place in Rhode Island. I'm 29, and my whole childhood, even right up until I was 22 and completely moved out of my parents, it was very, very scary. As a kid, it was simple little things like my basketball would come off of the top shelf of my closet, roll out of my bedroom, down the hallway, and past a large opening that was between the living room and the kitchen, where we would all be in the living room and just see it roll past. It wasn't like it was just sitting in the hallway and was rolling down. It was in my closet. I intentionally put it somewhere where it would have to move a lot for us to understand that it was really something doing it. Simple things like that. We had a night where we lost our power and we just had a candle out, a few candles, and the candle right in front of us, the flame went completely sideways. And it stayed like that for a couple seconds, so it wasn't like a quick draft that came through. I would have dreams all the time of this little girl named Sam. And in my dream, I just knew her name was Sam, and we used the Ouija board one night, and that confirmed it. It was always tiny little things, but enough that you would know that she was there. When we moved from house to house as a kid, there was always something. It was always something different, but there was always something. I found out later it was more like a shapeshifter. It doesn't just have one thing that it does. It acts like so many different things. I'm assuming maybe a demon. I don't know. But as an adult, I lived with my parents, and there were some nights where I couldn't move. I was sitting in bed, and I couldn't make the slightest movement because I could feel something large, something heavy was in the air. And there was something about my closet. I couldn't stand it. I would just sit there and just pray that my uncle and my grandpa would watch over me and take care of me and make this negative energy go away, because it wasn't something that I could handle at that time. One of my uncles had a set of twin boys, and they came over one day and they were just hanging out with us. And they asked me one day, you know, what's your middle name? And I said, Mary. And they go, oh, so what's Tony's middle name? I said, who's Tony? They said, Tony who lives here. I said, there's no Tony that lives here. They pointed to the closet. They said, yeah, he does. He lives right in there. We can see him. Get out of my room right now. Don't get out. Within maybe 2 months, I moved out and moved in with my now husband. And the only experience I had without being in my parents' home, I started meditating, and I'm told that that's supposed to expand your psychic abilities. And I guess it did, or it just opened up the door that I didn't really want opened. I was laying in bed one night, and I felt someone lie next to me, and I thought it was one of the cats, but it was really big. And I looked over, and there was no one there. There wasn't an indent in the bed or anything, so I just, you know, just straightened my head back out, closed my eyes, and just pretended to go back to sleep. And I felt it get up. I felt it leave bed. Really scared, I just stayed there, and obviously I didn't get any sleep, but I just sat there so scared. And I could hear it walking footsteps down the hallway. So I went maybe 3 years without any experiences, and then I meditate a couple days, and it just starts coming back. My whole entire life, there has always been some spirit somewhere, and usually they don't mean any harm. They don't seem angry, except for Tony. Tony was the one that did a lot. I would be playing video games, and at the corner of my eye, just see black shadows. And it happened all too often. It was always in my room and near that closet. It was scary. so far, nothing else has really happened recently. And I'm kind of hoping it does, because I want to share my story some more. I'll call back with more in-depth stories of the different times that should happen.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.